evening, everyone. Lewis Smith here of MMA UK, joined from sunny Iceland by Nicholas Dalby. Nicholas, how are you this evening, sir?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time out, buddy. Jump straight into it, because I know we've caught you at a busy time. You've got a title fight coming up, but obviously you got a big win last time out over Philip Mulpeter down in Cardiff. You called your shot, you said you wanted the belt. Wondering if you can just give your take on what happened, because obviously you've got the current welterweight champion is Ross Houston, but you're going to be fighting for an interim belt with Axel Hoare. Could you just sort of talk us a bit from your perspective what went on there and how you're not fighting Ross in this coming fight?
Well, from the word I got, Ross is having an injury right now, from what I was told. So that's why they're making this interim fight.
Yeah. And obviously, either way for you, you're fighting for a belt now. Axel Hoare, he's a very dangerous opponent. What's your thoughts on Axel as an opponent?
He's very well-skilled and very well-rounded. He's dangerous in every distance, and that shows on his record. He can knock people out, he can submit them, he can go the distance as well. So, absolutely, he's a worthy opponent.
Yeah, definitely. Is there any sort of parts of his game or any areas you'll be targeting to get a win here?
I wouldn't be saying that on an interview.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. We're gonna try and get that scoop, see, Nicholas. You know, you understand.
that would be so dumb for me. Like, yeah, I'm gonna go in and then I'm gonna do this and this and this, and then he can watch the interview and be like, okay, now I know.
fair point. And you're training out in Iceland for this camp, aren't you, as well? What's your preparation been like so far? Obviously, we're just over a month out from the fight now.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I've been training, of course, in Copenhagen, and now I'm in Iceland for 2 weeks total. And it's been super great coming up here with the SBG Dublin guys, and really getting to train with guys that are on an entirely another level than Rumble Sports, where I usually train.
Yeah, fair play. And a lot of good guys out there, like you said, out in Iceland from SBG Copenhagen. What's been the most important thing you've taken away from being out there? And is it something you're going to look to go back in the future as well for more fights?
Well, it's basically just people have a much higher level here. Of course, there's a lot of like 25 guys here in Iceland right now from SBG Dublin and some other European gyms. So it's not usually like this up here, but yeah, it's just, you know, getting those rounds in where you get put in situation that you might not get put in when you train with your regular training partners. That's probably the best thing about this camp. Yeah. And then, of course, the depth of knowledge with John Kavanaugh and Gunny Nelson, all the other guys up here.
Yeah, okay. And obviously, you're going to be headlining Cage Warriors Copenhagen. It's going to be a massive event, a really stacked card so far. Two title mm-hmm. fights, yourself and Alex, and obviously Dean Truman's going to be fighting for his belt against Soren Back. What's it going to mean to you, obviously, to headline this card in your home country and, you know, potentially lift a belt in front of your home fans as well?
That's going to be amazing. It's been 5 long years since I last fought in Copenhagen. So getting that chance to not only just fight in Copenhagen again, but also to fight for the title again is quite amazing. And the arena is already almost sold out here a month before the event. So it seems like the Danish fans, they've received it well as well. So I'm very excited. Can't wait.
Yeah, same here. MMA UK is sending me over, so all booked up to come over, and I'm really looking forward to this one. I mean, it's an amazing card, isn't it? I mean, yourself, yeah. Soren on there as well. It really is something for the Danish fans to get behind, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great fight card. Of course, having 4 Danish fighters on the main card helps a bit, but I think in all of those fighters are like high level. It's not like some guys that maybe shouldn't be there that's getting bumped up because it's in Denmark. I think they all deserve to be on a main card at Cage Warriors. So whether you know the fighters or not, you're gonna get a good action.
Yeah, fair play. And you've had a great career so far, Nicholas. You fought all over the world, fought some huge fights. With a win over Axel Hoare, what's next for you over the next couple of years now? What's your goals and what do you see next for you if you get a win here over Alex?
Well, it depends on what happens after this fight, of course. My clear goal since coming back after my hiatus has been to get back to the UFC. And I've been clear with my management and Cage Warriors about that. And hopefully, maybe, I'll get contacted by UFC after this fight. If not, I will happily, of course, unify the title and the fight against Josh Houston and fight how many fights it will take to get back to UFC. And having the opportunity to fight in Cage Warriors while getting to the, back to that level is just amazing, because I don't feel like there really are that many promotions in the world besides Cage Warriors. Or there's not many promotions in the world like Cage Warriors besides UFC, where you can really fight high-level guys on a regular basis.
Yeah, no, fair play. And with regards to Ross Houston, obviously he's the linear champion at the moment. Is that a fight you're looking to get, or is it something that you don't mind? You just won the belt now at this point.
It could be a fun fight, absolutely. He has a interesting style. Not like out of the box interesting, but you know, it could be a good scrap, but. Yeah, whether it's going to be him or someone else that I need to go through to get the title, I don't care. Coming to get it all.
Excellent, yeah. And going back to your fight with Axel Hall then, Cage Warriors Denmark, what's your prediction for this fight? How do you see this one playing out?
Well, I can't predict the future, but, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna drag Alex out on the deep end and see if he can swim. And even if he can't swim, I'm gonna drag him down underwater and let him struggle.
Yeah, you're a very experienced competitor at this point. I mean, do you feel that gives you an edge in this over Alex?
It could give me an edge. Like if he's properly prepared, like at least physically, that could, you know, enable him to go five rounds at a high pace. But I think with the stuff I've been through over the years, both fighting-wise and personally, I feel like there's not going to be anyone out there that can break me mentally. And I think Lahore, he seems like a pretty emotional guy when he fights. So maybe that can give some interesting aspects to the fight.
Yeah, no, fair play. And just finally, Nicholas, before we let you go, a huge card coming up in Copenhagen. Any messages you want to give to the fans or to your friends or even to Alex, your opponent?
Probably not going to be so many Danish fans watching this, unfortunately, but I'm hoping all the UK fans, they will tune in. I don't think I've ever been in a boring fight, and this fight for sure is going to be, I'm going to do my best to make it exciting and dominant, of course. I think that's it.
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, I know you say that you don't think too many Danish fans be watching it or too many UK fans be watching it, but, you know, you've got a huge following over here, Nicholas. Obviously, that last fight in Cardiff, it was a really good fight, wasn't it, that one down in Cardiff? What did you think of that card?
No, what I said was I don't think many Danish fans will be watching.
Oh, apologies.
No worries. Yeah, hopefully a lot of UK fans is watching this. It's kind of weird for me because I'm not really aware that so many people are into me as a fighter, so I always get surprised when I especially go to England to fight and then I get the support I get and that's very nice. I'm not aware of it in like my daily life, which is, you know, I don't have to be, but I always get surprised and it's a nice feeling to get that support even though I'm fighting away from home. So thank you a lot to the English fans.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, Nicholas, want to wish you all the best for your fight coming up, buddy. Where can people get you on social media as well?
Well, it's pretty easy. It's at Dalby MMA on all the social media. So pretty easy.
Yeah. So guys, give Nicholas a follow and make sure you tune into his next fight. Nicholas, just want to say a big thank you for taking the time to speak with us this evening. I know it's pretty late and we've disturbed you from your food. So really do appreciate the time, buddy. And we look forward to catching up to you again. Okay.
That's right. Thanks for having me.
Cheers, Nicholas. Take care.